You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's Irish Racing Podcast. You've joined us on Friday, which means only one thing. We'll be taking a look ahead to Ireland's only all-weather venue. It's Dundalk on Friday evening. You'll hear all the action live, of course, on William Hill's Racing Radio. Our Irish expert, Andy Holding, will be in the studio where you can get his thoughts on the early markets this morning. Joining myself, Sam Norris, on the line now.
Morning, Sam. Yeah, very well, thank you.
Good stuff. We're on the level today, but I do just want to mention quickly the return of Don Cossack yesterday at Punchestown. Won as nicely as a 1-4 shot could do, Andy.
Oh, he's just a sensationally good horse, isn't he, Don Cossack? He's fun to come of age, and he's got that kind of swagger that all really good horses have now. He's long been maintained in the yard that he's going to be the real deal. It's taken a while, but he just seems to be a horse in the right place at the moment. Affectionately known, of course, now in racing terms as just the Don. And I think he's going to be the Don for the rest of the season. The way he won yesterday, certainly much better than last year. And the Gold Cup is very much on the agenda. I think they'll probably try and pull up that course. It'll take in them all the £1 million bonuses. And, he's a major, major contender in any big three-mile chase.
Yeah, he just glided to victory yesterday at Punchestown. But as I mentioned, we're on the all-weather tonight at Dundalk. Not a bad card.
Yeah, a little bit better tonight. I must admit, the first couple of weeks I've just been sort of dipping my toe into the water. But I think we'll go into the sort of waist-high category tonight with quite a few little sneaky little bets up our sleeve.
Excellent stuff. We'll get straight into the betting then. We'll start at 5:35 tonight at Dundalk with a 7-furlong maiden, where Rezeki heads affairs this morning at 4-5. 4-1 about Strada di Carzoli. Medician El Diablo is 5-1. 6-1 about Shepherd's Crook. Crazy Tornado is 16s. And it's 20-1 bar those. Of those with a run, it is Rezeki that boasts the best form. Was third in a maiden here on debut. And that looks a pretty good maiden as well. Is he a fair price, Andy?
I actually don't think he is, no. I think he's one of the most likely winners. Of course, the market isn't stupid. He's a worthy favourite. But there is one in this race lurking that I'm very much looking forward to. We'll deal with Rezeki first. In keeping with the Lonnie Mickey Halford's horses, badly in need of the run first time out, was slowly away from a mid-draw, and then worked his way through the pack to finish never near a third. That was over 6 furlongs, likely to appreciate the step up in trip tonight, over 7. Got a much better draw tonight, 2-1, and if he bounces out the stalls and gets into handy position, of course he's going to be difficult to beat. But this is manna from heaven for me, this race. Dead 8 runners, there's only really 2 or 3 that can win, and there's a real big eye-catcher out of a good dirt courier race. I want to concentrate on here and put this horse up each way. Horse called Medician Diablo from a smallish stable, Sean Hennessy, but I've got a feeling they've got a good horse on their hands here, because that run when finishing 10th behind Hit It A Bomb reads really well on paper, but it doesn't also tell the whole story with this horse. He was very slowly away from a wide draw, and he worked his way through the pack without being unduly punished by Danny Grant. Interesting that Billy Lee takes over tonight, so that's a positive. And if there's good money for this horse today, obviously a bit of a gambling yard, I'd certainly increase my sort of strategies with this horse and get even more involved than I would do ordinarily. The time of the race is good at the Curragh. We've seen the form work out really well. The likes of the winner, Hit It A Bomb, Cook Islands, and Theodorica and several others in that race all won or gone close next time out. So actually, even though Rezeki's got good form at the track, I do think the actual overall best form in the race is by this Medician Diablo. So let's get involved with him. If you can get anything bigger than 4-1 from an each-way perspective, then he's one of the better bets on the card.
It's the Hennessy runner then for Andy Medician El Diablo, who's a 5-1 poke this morning with us here at William Hill. We'll move ahead then to the second race on the card. This is the 6:05, another 7-furlong maiden, where the Yellow Bus heads affairs at 7-4. 9-4 about Lady Lambert. Even Song is 100-30. It's 10-1 bar those front three in the market. And the Yellow Bus, Andy, we'll know a bit more about his form by the time the 6:05 rolls around, because he finished ahead, of course, of Rezeki in that aforementioned maiden last week.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Regardless of how Rezeki gets on here, I think the Yellow Bus will go just as well, if not better. The only thing I've got about her is that she just lacks a bit of scope. She's filly by Zaffany, and She was dwarfed last time out by the horse at Beta, a horse called Diamond Fields. And even though the pair were well clear and it was a reasonable time, I certainly don't think she's anything special. It wouldn't surprise me if Mickey Halford was to get the better of her here with this Lady Lambert, who shaped really well in a decent nice maiden behind Calissima from the Dermot Weld stable. I think that race had a bit more substance to it. We've already seen a winner out of that race in the shape of Balgadin Lady. And again, another horse that didn't get knocked about first time up from the Halford stable, brought here from into its second start at Dundalk. And that's usually the kind of trail that he's, you know, rewards quite a few of the stable horses in the past. So even though it's drawn in store 9, Lady Lambert, I think he's, providing she can break cleanly from that outside draw, she's got a good chance of turning over the favourite here. And she looks the value bet around about the 5-2 mark this morning.
Andy going for Lady Lambert then in the 6.05. Race 3 on the card comes up at 6.35. This is a 7 furlong handicap where we've got joint favourites at the time recording. Xylan and Kodiak's Back are both 9-2. 6-1 about Frozen Lake. Tribal Path 8-1. 9-1 for Perfect Fit. Koreska is also 9-1. And it's double figure prices for the rest of them. Pretty open look to this race, Andy.
Yeah, there's one or two old favourites in this race. Most noticeably Shabber Emperor, who I'll concentrate on in a minute. But the likes of Frozen Lake, Zillin and several others, it makes up into a reasonably competitive affair. I do quite like Frozen Lake. He's a horse that I think John Ox will do really well with on the all weather. He just hasn't had a run for 68 days, and of course he's yet to run here at Dundalk, which is a little bit of a slight concern. I mean, he should be fine on it, but until they do, you never really know. So with that in mind, I'm going to play with a straight bat here and go with Shabber Emperor. Now, his form figures of late aren't all that great, but a lot of those runs have been on the turf. But if you go back to his run two starts ago when he went to the beach in Leyton, he was very much back to his best. And it's always an all-weather surface that brings the best out in this horse. He was just a phenomenon in last year's Dundalk Carnival, as it were. Hardly ever running a bad race, running some fantastic speed figures. And it was a bit of a jazz, really. Who was the horse of the year, really? Shabber Emperor or Charger? I'd probably go for Shabber Emperor just because I've got a bit of an affection with him. And I think he'll run well here tonight. He's run here 42 times, don't forget, so he knows every grain of sand better than any horse in this race. And 7 furlongs and a strongly run one at that is very much what Anthony McCann's charge wants. He should get that tonight. There's plenty of front runners. And as ever, he's always a reasonable each-way bet in these kind of races. So Shabber Emperor, I'm back on the Shabber Emperor trail in the 6.35.
OK, Shabber Emperor then for Andy in that 6.35 contest. Race 4 comes up at 7.05. We've got a mile handicap here where Golden Raven and Marcel are jousting favourites, and they're both 4-1 this morning. 9-2 for Takata Blue. Bishan Badai is 5-1. 5-1 about Wexford Opera. 6 Silver Lane is a 7th chance. Double figure prices for the rest of them. What do you make of these, Andy?
Yeah, this is an intriguing little race. Several horses with potential. Most notably Golden Raven, who's a lovely horse. He caught the eye first time out at Navan and then stepped up markedly in keeping with the Halford stable by winning next time out at the same track when he was given a more positive ride. He's a lovely big unit. He covers a lot of ground and I think he's going to be a reasonably nice horse to go to war with throughout the winter if Mickey Halford decides to go down that route. I don't think he's too badly handicapped either off a mark of 87. He's definitely the one to beat, or he's certainly the most interesting runner in the race. But I quite like the top one here, Bishan Badai. This horse has got great track credentials, raced here 4 times, figures of 1, 4, 2, 1. And it was noticeable this horse ran quite well in a very hot handicap at Leopardstown last time out, albeit finishing 9th of 16. That doesn't tell the whole story. It was locked in behind horses when the pace quickened off the home turn and did its best work at the end over what turned out to be an inadequate 7. Back up to its optimum distance tonight of a mile, with Donico and Brian taking 5 off. I can see Bishan Badai at least running a decent race to warrant a nice each-way bet on him in that 7.05.
Okay, and his thoughts then on the 7.05 there. The next race on the card comes up at 7.35. This one is a mile and a half handicap. Another difficult one to work out as well by the looks of it. Lake Champlain is 9-2 favourite. 11-2 Park Row. Eric the Grey 6-1. 7-1 Eye of the Tiger. First in the queue is 7-1. 8-1 for Sharjah. Waver is 8-1 and it's 10's bar. Got a horse there that you've already mentioned on the podcast, Andy Sharjah. What do you make of this bunch?
Yeah, he's just a fantastic horse, isn't he, Sharjah? I mean, Andrew Slatter has done wonders with him. I thought, to be fair, he'd given him too many hard races in recent times. He ran him over hurdles trying to get a win out of him through the summer jumping period. That didn't materialise. And given his last couple of runs, you thought he'd totally gone out of the game. But he bounced back to form last week with another aggressive ride from the front. And I'm sure he'll serve it up to them tonight, drawn in store 1. He's definitely the pace setter, and he's likely to take them along a good gallop, and that'll certainly suit my selection here. The best bet on the card is definitely Eye of the Tiger. has been priced around about 8-9 to 1 this morning with most firms. I do think this is a reasonable each way bet. Bookmakers have taken leave of the senses here. They haven't looked at this horse's track credentials. He's got form figures of 1-2-5-2-3-3. Only once was he out the frame. That's when he got an absolute terrible ride from Caroline Murta when she went off in front on this horse, who was definitely a hold-up performer, and obviously burnt the horse out. Obviously, Ross Coakley rode this horse 2 starts ago, and he rode it with a bit more restraint, which is exactly what the horse wants. He stays really well as well, which is interesting to this horse's chances. He gets beyond a mile and a half, but a strongly run race tonight should suit. He's got a reasonable draw. Ross Coakley's on, and there's no reason to suggest why either Tiger won't give us a great run for our money. So he's definitely the best bet on the card, as I can say, each way at those morning odds.
Either Tiger gets the vote then for Andy. We'll move on to the feature on tonight's Dundalk card. Then this is the 8.05 Carlingford Stakes. It's a listed event over a mile and a quarter. And Firefighting is your 8-11 favourite here. 4-1 about Unsinkable. Johan Back is 6-1. 8-1 Hot Sauce. Lily's Rainbow is a 16's chance and it's 20-1. Bar those. Mark Johnson sending Firefighting over here, Andy. We've seen him plenty this side of the Irish Sea, competing in a variety of big handicaps this year and in some Patton Company events as well. It's been a long old season for him.
Yeah, he's been very industrious, hasn't he, Firefighting? He's never missed a beat. He's almost like a sprinter, isn't he? He's been on the track that many times. But he seems to be still thriving with his racing on the evidence of his last run. Of course, that was at Chelmsford on the all-weather when he travelled really well in behind the speed and then quickened up like a good horse, so we know he is. I do think that long straight at Chelmsford, relatively speaking anyway, served him really well. Sometimes he gets going a little bit too late and he just takes a little bit of motivating, but I think this track will suit him even better tonight. So even longer home straight, 3 furlongs or just over 3 furlongs as they turn into the lane down in Dundalk. And once they open up and the wide open spaces, are in this horse's eyesight, then I do think he'll take a lot of beating because he's got a really good turn of foot. Interesting that Mark Johnson takes him over, and he's booked Franberry as well in order not to make any mistakes. I don't think it's an absolute total penalty kick. If he doesn't run his race, then the likes of Johan Back and He's Our Music, I think, can come into the equation at bigger prices. And if you're betting without the favourite, the latter-named horse, He's Our Music, from the Patrick Flynn stable, I think could serve punters well are looking for a little bit of value here. His runs of late haven't been that great, but he's got a really good record here at Dundalk, 5 wins and 16 starts. And it's noticeable that most of their victories have come over a mile and a quarter, which, of course, he races over tonight. So he's had 3 runs on the turf over a mile, 7 and 7, respectively. Wouldn't have served him as well. So He's Our Music, perhaps without the favourite, is the approach I'd take in the 8.05.
OK, Andy, looking to the pro race card then to play that 8.05. The penultimate race on Dundalk's card tonight is the 8.35. This is a mile and a quarter handicaps, Division 1 of the handicap, and Coach Bombay heads affairs here at 5-2. 5-1 about Jessamine. New Direction is 6-1. Honor Oak is a 7th chance. 8-1 for Best Kept Secret. And then it's 12-1 bar those. Coach Bombay here bidding for a Dundalk hat trick, but steps up in trip from his previous 2 victories.
Yeah, I wouldn't necessarily hold that against Adrian Joyce's charge here, because prior to his 2 victories over a mile, which must admit came to me as a little bit of a shock, all his best form was over a mile and a quarter, and indeed a mile and a half. So I don't see them about too much of an issue. It's just basically the well-being of the source which has allowed him to take on board the drop back down in trip. He's been really impressive on his last 2 runs. Most notably last time out when he was a bit of a gamble, back from 3-1 into 7-4. And he got the job done with quite an amount of consummate ease. He won by a length and 3/4, but to be fair, that doesn't really tell the whole story. He was always in control that day, and I think he won with a bit more in hand than the official margin suggested. So much so that the handicappers put him up by £9, but I don't think that's enough to stop him here. He's got a good draw. We know he stays well, and to be fair, the opposition look absolutely desperate. So Coach Bombay should, if he's in anywhere near the same kind of form, complete a hat-trick.
Andy taking Coach Bombay then in the 8.35. We'll move on to the second division of that handicap then. The final race on Friday evening from Dundalk. This again is a mile and a quarter handicap where Mademoiselle Penny is the 7-2 favourite. 9-2 Temasek Star. Gunshoot is 15-2. 8-1 for a Thassel, and it's double figure prices for the rest of them. What are your thoughts in the last, Andy?
Yeah, quite an intriguing little race here. One of a totally strong view. Mademoiselle Penny obviously won on the turf last time, went at the Curra, winning quite snugly last Sunday, and the form of that race doesn't look too bad in comparison to what she's up against here. Temasek Star brings in the best recent Dundalk form into the table, but he, along with Gunshoot, who would have been my other strong fancy for the race, have both got particularly poor draws here in 13 and 14, respectively. Therefore, I'm only left with really one choice. I'm going to take a bit of a chance with Paul Flynn's 5-year-old, Chatterton. There's a little bit of an iffy character, only one win in 20 suggests that, but he has got good form here at Dundalk, and he's always suggested to me that he's maybe worth a try beyond a mile, because sometimes he gets a little out of pace and into bad track positions here, but then he does some good work late on. He's a bit of a punt, but at the same time, he's, you know, got enough quality to justify the selection. And because he's such a nice price tonight, I'm going to take a chance with him. So Chatterton each way at a decent price in the last.
10-1 then at the time recording for that one for Andy. Just remind us, please, of your selections for the 8 races on Dundalk's card this Friday night.
Yeah, decent night for us tonight at Dundalk, hopefully. Starting with the each-way bet of the card in the shape of Medicine El Diablo. I really do like him. In the second race, Lady Lambert from the Halford Stable makes the most appeal. I'll go with my old friend Shamba Emperor each-way in the 6.35 in the hope that return to Dundalk returns him back to his best form. Bish and Betty is the token each-way choice in the 7.05. My best bet in the card at the price is Josiah of the Tiger each-way. The 8.05, all eyes will be on firefighting, but he's a little bit too skinny for my liking. I'll go with He's Our Music without a favourite. Coach Bombay bids for the hat-trick, and I don't see why he shouldn't complete that task in the 8.35. And then the final race, the top one, Chatterton. I've certainly got enough back class, enough ability anyway, to figure at a nice price in that 9.05.
There you are, the thoughts of our Irish racing expert, Andy Holding, ahead of the Dundalk card this evening on Friday. And remember to tune in to William Hill Racing Radio from 1:20 p.m. for all of the action. Andy will be in the studio alongside Gary Capel and James Millman. It's Haydock, Wincanton, Redcar and Fakenham in the afternoon. Then into the evening, we're at Dundalk on the all-weather, and we're at Wolverhampton on the all-weather as well. So plenty to enjoy on this Friday on Racing Radio. Thank you very much for joining me this morning on the podcast, Andy, and best of luck at Dundalk tonight.
Yeah, cheers, Sam.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.